Come on, Sean. No publicity is bad publicity. If we're going to make this place work, we need more tourists. The idea was left unresolved between them. Trade before Christmas was brisk, but they could see from the books that the pub was only just profitable. They had a visit from one more Chinese coach party, and it was as successful as the first. Another would have been more than useful. Despite holding a weekly music evening, when customers could bring their own instruments to play, and a quiz night, they were not attracting enough people who wanted to eat. It was an unavoidable fact that their unique selling point was the poltergeist, and they were failing to promote it adequately. So Carol and Sean found themselves with Jeremy Taylor filming, as with the aid of a simple contraption of string and sellotape, 2 pints of bitter were seemingly knocked off the bar by an invisible force. Carol posted the footage on their Facebook page and on YouTube with the comment, "Spooky goings-on at the Birdcage. Invisible pint spiller disrupts drinkers at our medieval pub." As Carol predicted, it soon had thousands of views, and the local radio station came to interview them. In the 2 weeks before Christmas, trade improved by 50%, with many more tourists eating in the pub. Even after Christmas, customer numbers held up, although there was no more poltergeist activity, real or rigged.